This tale is by Reddit user All the Boys I've Fucked Before. I have a jealousy kink. In my youth, this was somewhat unhealthy. But as I've gotten older, I've found a fun way to channel it. My husband is more attractive than me. I don't write that because I'm insecure, but rather because I'm so secure, I don't give a fuck. Plus, I won. He's not totally unaware how attractive he is, but he's just generally a humble, unassuming dude. He gets hit on a lot, though. It's almost constant if I'm not directly beside him. So, this magical pattern happens when we go out. 1. I generally leave him to go talk to folks because I'm a little too outgoing. 2. A woman will start hitting on him while he believes he's making a new friend. 3. I revel in delicious jealousy. 4. He'll call me over to meet his super cool new friend. 5. I'll see her face fall. And 6. I'll fuck him silly at the end of the night. This sounds like I'm toxic towards women, but that's not the case. I have a ton of women friends, many of which I've met through him. It's not that I like seeing women disappointed. I just like seeing my husband choose me over and over. It's a thing. Even though I know he doesn't cheat on me, I get territorial as fuck. For example, one time my best friend was having a night, so I left my husband a little longer than usual. He just hung out at the bar with our other friend. I looked over at one point and watched the bartender pour him a drink and motion that it was on her. I'm intrigued. I look over a little while later and see him talking to her. She's hella cute, too, and very clearly leaning over the bar with her chest pushed out. She even whispers something in his ear. Ah, oh, delicious jealousy. I love it. She smiles and laughs at quite literally everything he says. He's not that funny, though. He motions for me to come over, and I shake my head because my friend's on a rant about her ex. Plus, I'm kind of enjoying this scene. Finally, he takes out his phone and starts plugging something in. I assume it's her number. Theoretically, I don't care whose number he plugs into his phone, but her smile is getting pretty fucking big. Then my phone lights up. As it turns out, he was not getting her number, but rather texting me to come join him so I could meet his new friend. I show up and watch her face fall slightly as my future husband says, "This is my new friend Celeste. She wants to be an attorney. Celeste, this is my badass girlfriend, who can tell you literally everything you need to know about the LSAT. She's amazing." Am I a petty bitch? Yes. But not that petty. I actually made friends with her and ended up helping her out when she applied. In the meantime, though, my future husband is about to get fucked in a literal sense. When she walks away, I start aggressively making out with him and suggest we head home. "Don't you need to be here for your best friend?" he asks. "I've listened to her for 2 hours. She'll be okay. Should we say goodbye to Celeste? She was so cool." Oh, yeah, we definitely should, because she was so cool. Again, I generally liked this girl. I just also like watching my husband reject someone because he's infatuated with me. On the walk home, he asks why I'm so giggly, and I tell him it's because I'm about to fuck him. "Psh, I'm not a sure thing, V. I need romance," he says. Oh, I would bet $1 million I can get you to fuck me pretty easily. Nope. I need to be seduced, he says. Fine. No sex, then. Oh, that doesn't hold up, of course. When we get into our apartment, I strip naked and wait for him to press me against the wall from behind and kiss my neck. I thought you weren't going to fuck me. Well, that was before you were naked. He rubs himself back and forth for a while as he puts a hand in my hair and pins me against the wall gently. When he reaches to fondle my ass, I lose it and ask him to fuck me. He refuses. I turn around, take his shirt off before I can get down on my knees and ask if I can suck his dick. He smiles and unbuttons his pants so I can pull them down. The cool thing about being jealous is that you can really channel that energy into giving oral. Every time I felt he was too big to take, I just remember how that bartender whispered something in his ear and I'd go deeper. Nothing stifles a gag reflex like possessive inclinations. I deep throat the fuck out of his dick. I don't go fast, but just very, very deep, which is not an easy task, as my husband happens to be quite large. You should stop or I'm gonna come, he groans as he plays with my hair. I just shake my head and go deeper, playing with him in my hand every time I have to stop for air. Viola, I'm not kidding. I'm gonna come. No shit. Of course I'm gonna make this dude come. You know why? Because I'm the one who's on my knees blowing him right now instead of that cute bartender. I slam my head down and start going faster, slowly building as he starts shaking. He pushes me down one final time and comes in my mouth with a gasp. What was that for? He asks after he catches his breath. No reason. I just had the urge.